The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Also listening to us on 88.1 WSBR in Lee, watching us on the PCTV Select app and on Access Pittsfield Channel 1301. Thanks for joining us here this morning. Always glad to have our listeners and viewers along for the morning program. I'm Sean Sayre here with you today. And Bob Heck is going to join us for the whole hour. He's our Advancement and Community Production Coordinator here at WTBR and PCTV. And we're going to be talking about the Radiothon. That's the big fundraiser that we do once a year, just one day, to see if we can make sure we keep the radio station working for the other 364 days. That's what we do to keep it going. And, you know, it's not what we do. It's what you do. It's what our listeners and our viewers do to help support the radio station and keep it going. So a little preview of that event coming up. That's next Thursday, by the way. So we'll be talking all about that and community radio and all kinds of different stuff here this morning. Looking forward to that. It is Friday, November 14th, and we have the weather forecast coming up. So let's do that right now from the National Weather Service, see what we've got on tap for us today. Here we go.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, partly sunny. A slight chance of rain and snow showers this afternoon. Highs in the lower 40s. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation 20%. Tonight, partly cloudy. Cold with lows in the lower 20s. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly sunny in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a chance of rain in the afternoon. Highs in the mid 40s. West wind around 5 miles per hour. Chance of rain 40%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right, there you have it. Kind of a bland November forecast. Not much going on there.
When did we become Seattle?
Yeah, it does seem that way, doesn't it?
It's just been like this whole week has just been like, all of a sudden it snowed on whatever day that was. What, Tuesday?
Yeah, it was Veterans
Monday
Day.
Night, it's just
yeah.
Like, who saw that coming?
Yeah, that was...
just came out of nowhere, and I got like 4 inches on my deck. I don't know why my deck was the epicenter of this storm, yeah. But...
It was a winter wake-up call.
Yeah.
That's what we got on Tuesday, for sure.
Yeah, no, and then it just keeps raining, and it's just terrible.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah, well, you know, we've only got 3 months left.
Oh, yeah, right.
Maybe four.
Until that stupid groundhog sees its shadow,
yeah,
and then we're...
Right. It'll be over before you know it. We'll be back to summer, but it will be a little while for sure. So, Bob Heck, good morning. Welcome to the radio show this morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Well, welcome back to morning radio.
Yeah. I got up this morning, and I'm like, I used to do this every day in like an hour and a half even earlier.
I was going to say, yeah.
My show started at 6.
Yeah, this is tame compared to that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But even getting here for 7 is brisk,
yeah.
Gotta say, you know.
Yeah, when
but,
you're not used to it.
Yeah. But it's a good thing, and this is part of why we do the Radiothon for this radio station, is to keep programs like Morning Drive on the air. It is certainly a regular radio program that people wake up to, depend on, put it on in their cars on their way to work. There's a variety of different people. You never know exactly who you're going to be listening to when you tune in this radio station. Obviously, Bill Sturgeon does a great job on the shows that he's on, the Monday through Wednesday shows. I come in and fill in and do the Thursday and Friday live here in the radio station. Those are always exciting and fun when you've got somebody across the table from you right here in the radio station, just talking mostly about local issues and talking to local people, people that you know. I mean, that's kind of what the Morning Drive radio show is all about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. It's you know, I've gotten to come in and host a few times,
yeah.
And it's always a good time.
Yep. And you know, some really important stuff goes on too. It's hard to even remember. You know, out of the hundreds of shows that we do a year for Morning Drive, how many different people are coming in to talk about different organizations, different things that are going on in the community, elected officials, education folks, arts and culture. law enforcement, you know, planning people, public works people, all kinds of things that, you know, sort of you're just getting answers to questions that you might have or hearing from someone directly that you might only see or read about in a newspaper, something like that.
Yeah, if somebody puts a quote in the newspaper, you don't know the context, you don't know the, you know, it's like getting a text message. Am I supposed to be offended by this? And it was just like, no, it's just a simple text message. Yeah. You know, you don't know the tone and things. And that's why community radio is important. I mean, we're it as far as local radio goes, you know.
And how different that is from the previous, you know, generation, let's say, that had multiple different local radio stations and in many cases, multiple local newspapers and other outlets and things like that. Some of that's been replaced by social media, but you can't...
Love it or leave it. Yeah. I mean, depends on the side of the coin.
You can't ever really replace some of that stuff, right? I mean, it's different. And certainly people have lots of choices when they get in their car and they want to listen to their music or their station, sort of a hyper-focused, narrow casting, if you will. There's a lot of that that goes on. There are people that say that radio doesn't matter anymore. I would tend to argue with that in a lot of ways that, you know, maybe when you're talking about the AM radio stations that are difficult to pick up and they're noisy and things like that, everybody understands that. Most of the time, you can drive around Pittsfield, get a great signal on WTBR, and hear a really, you know, wonderful mix of programming, music, talk, all kinds of different stuff. There's a lot of offerings there, you know, we only ask for support to keep that going.
I mean, I'd argue the other side of the coin as far as radio being important. I mean, obviously, us withstanding, you know, when you travel, it used to be really cool to... you know, flip on another station out of market and be like, oh, what's going on here? And they're all doing the same thing. I mean, hell, half the shows are all originating from the same place nowadays. And it's, you know, I used to really, really love radio. I got into it when I was young and really enjoyed doing it and being a part of it. And now it's just sort of going away. So it's nice to have a place like this where you do get a variety of programming and you do get a variety of opinions and you do get a variety of music and stuff like that. Yeah. So
that generic programming really started way back in the 80s and 90s when a station started getting fed by satellites. Mm-hmm. And so you could have, you know, one person somewhere in Texas or North Carolina or whatever programming and, you know, dozens of radio stations are just playing it. And the format, when automation came in, you could just sort of, you know, I guess pick the same 20, 30 songs or whatever and play them over and over and people would tune in and listen. But I think people got fatigued on that. I think that people have had enough of that. And that's why, in a lot of ways, they're turning back to other different sources to sort of keep them informed and keep them entertained. And here we are on a local basis. That's what we do.
The best radio, and it doesn't really happen anymore, is the one where, you know, you're driving to a store and you pull into the store and you're in the parking lot and you don't get out of the car because you want to listen to what happens next.
Yeah.
And you don't really get that anymore. Mm-hmm. What happens next is that Pink Pony Club for the 700th time in the day.
Is that a thing? Pink Pony Club? Is that a thing?
You obviously live in a cave or something.
My kids are too old.
Well, it doesn't matter. You can't escape Pink Pony Club. You flip on...
It's no Shaboozy.
It's the new Shaboozy. You remember when they played Shaboozy every 8 minutes? That's Pink Pony Club now. And that apatapata song, and it's just like the same thing every 45 minutes. There's no creativity.
Right. Well, and I think there's...
And that's why I loved radio getting into it. You know, it was... You could be creative, and you could have fun with it, and
unless you're working for a corporate giant.
Well, that's the thing.
Telling you what to do and what to play, and then you're basically just kind of narrow in this, put in this little hole, right? And that's what you have to do. That's your job.
Yeah.
Just don't vary from that. Just do what we tell you to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, you hear personalities nowadays, they're almost afraid to be creative. Mm-hmm. They're almost afraid to have fun with it. Every break's generic and things like that. And that's not what radio's supposed to be, but... You know, I like to think that's what we are here at WTBR.
Yeah. And of course, we're talking today about the Radiothon that's coming up next Thursday. So the Thursday before Thanksgiving is when we do it. It's a one-day on-air fundraiser. We're going to take our regular shows off just for that one day. Bob and I will be anchoring. You'll hear Bob for a couple hours. You'll hear me for a couple hours, and Bob will come back on. And we'll have lots of people from the community coming in to support us as well. Some of our program hosts will be coming in to talk about what they do and why it's important to them. We'll have the Rock Box open. And, of course, we should probably mention that the Rock Box is open right now.
Absolutely. You know, other stations or other... They have the lockbox, but we're, and that's the other thing with radio. We're like one of the only rock stations left in the country, yeah. Certainly in the state.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we call it the Rockbox.
Right. So, and I'll just cut to that for our TV viewers right now, that's on our website at this moment. If you come to WTBRFM.com, you'll see that page right there. And that shows you the big guitar there. It says WTBR Rockbox. If you click on that guitar, you can donate to the station in advance of the Radiothon, which is happening next Thursday. Every donation, of course, counts from here to then. It will save us a lot of time and effort on the day of the Radiothon to know that people have donated ahead of time. So that's where it is, WTBRFM.com, open right now to get in. And during the Radiothon, for anyone who has listened for the last 6 years, so this is our lucky seven, the seventh time we've done a Radiothon, which is amazing to me. We also have, through the generosity of local companies and donors, we have some items that we do drawings on and give away for people that have donated to the effort. So you've got that during the day as well. So any of these donations for the Radiothon that come in on the Rock Box from now until the day of, all of those count for those drawings as well.
Yes, and once again this year we have the Thanksgiving Feast from KJ Nosh Catering. They've been terrific to us, and we really appreciate what they've done for us for the past some odd years.
Oh,
so they've just been a terrific organization, yes, yeah. And we greatly appreciate it. But, yeah. I mean, imagine not having to, you know, get up at God knows when and get a turkey in the oven that takes forever to cook, and
yeah.
You just pop it in real quick. I did it 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
They even give you, like, step-by-step instructions. On how to prepare it. Do this at this time, and then do this at this time. And, like, the whole process takes, like, 45 minutes.
Wow.
And it tastes like you spent 8 hours in the kitchen putting it together. It's really amazing. You should, and for $25, you're gonna commit that. Yep. It's a huge value.
Yeah. So there's great things like that, and it's just fun to listen during the day. You don't know who it is you're going to be hearing on the radio, or if you're watching on Facebook, we will carry it on Facebook all day long. It'll be on WTBR-FM, WSBR, and Lee, so you'll be hearing it on both those stations. Also on the live stream, so WTBRFM.com, and you can click on that anywhere in the country. So our snowbirds down in Florida, Arizona, anywhere else that have gone, Houston, I know we've got some there that would like to stay in touch with the radio station and listen during that day. They can all do that through the web stream. So great ways to do it. We were just talking about how important community radio is. And a lot of people may be listening to this station and don't know. We know it because we're in the business, you know, what the difference is between a commercial radio station, mm-hmm. a public radio station. We've got a couple of great public radio stations that serve this area, and they're fantastic. And a community radio station like WTBR. There was an article recently in Columbia Journalism Review, which was a great article talking about how community radio stations like this have sort of made a comeback and why. And they wanted to talk about that. So I just want to read one paragraph of that to sort of set the table, if you will. Thanksgiving reference, right? So part of what requires explanation is the distinction between community radio and public radio. Very different entities. It's just very muddy waters for people who aren't in the biz. Low power stations, and actually WTBR is a full power station, mm-hmm. by the way, but low power stations are hyper local and as varying as the wind, concerned with community voices, emergency notifications, and information specific to a confined area. They necessarily rest on a few common limitations, mostly budget, volunteer labor, technical know-how, and the rules of the FCC. Practitioners of community radio also tend to see their work as politically and philosophically important. The low-power FM movement is a small but energetic alliance. Real, living, breathing humans are pushing through the cracks of commercial automation with spontaneous ideas and original thought. DJs are playing music because it moves them, not because it fits a mathematical formula. Listeners are discovering these new vibrant stations where real DJs speak to them in real time about real things that are going on. They find that no algorithm can stimulate the effect of connecting with another human. Now, against the precipitous backdrop of funding cuts to public media, low-power radio emerges as a lesser-known source of inspiration for what has long been possible. I thought that was a great quote, and the whole article is actually really good, but that really encapsulates, I think, what community radio is and can be, and what we try to aspire to here at WTBR.
Yeah, I mean, it reminds me of college radio, in a sense, where there's no rules. I mean, there's some rules. There's some rules, but there's no rules as far as, you know, you must play this song at this time. Mm-hmm. You must speak about this, that. We ask people to read the Radiothon promo during their shows, but we're not going to take them into an office and sit them down and say, you know, you only read that promo once today. It's supposed to be read every hour. You know, it's...
Well, that's because the formula generates money. Right, and those are commercial radio stations.
Does it?
Well,
does it? I mean, iHeartMedia may disagree, you know.
They've had a lot of layoffs,
yeah,
that's for sure. And, you know, a station like this, WTBR FM, that article mentioned it perfectly, volunteer labor. The people on the station, except for you and I, because we're staff people at PCTV, WTBR, we're helping to keep the, you know, stuff functioning and working and stuff. The people that come in and do this on a regular basis are volunteers, and they are passionate about what they do. Mm-hmm. They either have something to say, and they have a talk show to do that, or they love the music that they play. They come in prepared. They have their whole set lined up. You know, they have a two-hour music set ready to go. Maybe it's built around a theme. We've got a couple of DJs that do stuff like that. Fantastic stuff, and they're committing to this every single week. They're putting that time, mm-hmm, and those hours in to walk in the door, and they're just thankful that we were able to provide the facility and the air and the time to be able to do it.
And we should mention, go to WTBRFM.com. After you make a donation to the Rock Box, you can apply to have a show here.
That's right.
And it goes through a programming committee, mm-hmm, and you just sort of plead your case. And
need a little bit of training.
Yeah, we train you a little, obviously. I mean...
If you have never done it before, and there are people, by the way, that have walked in the door and have done radio before. Mm-hmm. They've done it either when they were in college, or they did it as a career, or they did some other work, and they just wanted to get back to it. And that was, you know, it's been a great resource for them, too. And so it's nice when they walk in. It's not required. There are people that just come in curious and say, well, I think I'd like to try this. I'd like to do a radio program, and here's my idea. So they hand that to the programming committee. The programming committee talks it over with them. Most of the time, that's a go. You know, if they need a little bit more work, they might send them back to do some more and then come back. That has happened a couple times. But then they go through their technical training. So, you know, again, running this equipment here. If you're going to do a live show, we've got another production room down the hall that they could learn and do the program down there as well. They need some FCC training because, again, this is an FCC-regulated station that you need to know those rules, and
yes,
you may not be familiar with that. So that's very important. And then you do a mock show. So you try your show without going on the air, and we sort of give you some tips and tricks and say, well, you might want to try this, try that, whatever. And then they go on the air, and it's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing, especially when, you know, those first couple of shows are a complete mess. And... you know, nobody's feeling good about it,
mm-hmm,
but you know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, week 3, week 4, week 5, week 6, it gets better and better and better. And after a couple of months, it's, you know, it's old hat, and
yeah,
you're doing a quality radio show. And, you know, there's really not a ton of limitations. You had mentioned political in there, but
yeah,
we don't do political here as far as national politics.
Right.
And, you know, as far as local politics go, we're not giving opinions or anything.
No.
We're giving the candidates or the people who are already seated on city council or the mayor, mm-hmm. you know, space to talk about things, right. you know, and on a show like this, you never get to hear somebody, the mayor for an hour, just, right. you know, kind of being guided into a conversation.
Yeah.
You just don't get that.
Yeah. Or your state senator, or your yeah. state representative, or your congressperson. I mean, that's another big thing. Bill Sturgeon, every month, he makes an attempt and usually gets Congressman Richie Neal to come on the show, either for a half hour or an hour, depending on how much time is available. And he has a conversation with him. And it's not a political conversation. You know, it's whatever the congressman wants to talk about, what the issues of the day are, what the highlights are, and how things are in Washington, D.C. That's a perspective that, you know, we only, unfortunately, get from the larger media outlets. Because when you're talking about Congress or the Senate, that's where that venue is. But you never really bring it back and hear from your representative sometimes in a smaller venue like this, where, you know, it's focused. Obviously, Pittsfield is not his only community, right? He's got lots of communities mm-hmm. in Western Mass that he represents. So when he comes on the air here, he's talking specifically to someone from Pittsfield about Pittsfield and Berkshire County.
And more importantly, Bill Sturgeon's not a gotcha guy.
Right.
You know, where you see so much in the national media is, you once said on this day, blah, 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 mm-hmm. and then you said the next day, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Why'd you flip-flop mm-hmm. and blah, blah, and that's not what happens. It's a safe conversation.
Yeah.
We get it. You get into the issues. Why mm-hmm. did you vote this way on that? Mm-hmm. What's coming up? You know, it's good to hear from a city councilor who says yay or nay on an issue, and that's all you hear, to say, well, why did you vote this way on that? Explain it a little more.
Right. And one of the things that Bill Sturgeon has done since we brought the radio station here to PCTV from its big move from Taconic High School 8 years ago already. Unbelievable how quickly that went, is that he invites every municipal election candidate on the air for a 30-minute interview. And that airs on Morning Drive. So, first of all, I'll say that's a gargantuan effort.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, it is like herding cats. You have to play with everybody's schedule and make sure that you find a time for them to come. Just getting a hold of them sometimes is hard. That is sometimes the most difficult thing. Or getting
as someone trying to line them up to come on the radiothon, yeah. I can preach.
Yeah.
Preach.
Yeah, that's the word, right? So, you know, that all comes together, and he does the, you know, hours and hours of interviews. It's usually during the month of October, sometimes in September, and they all air. And again, it gives voters a chance to see these people sort of in that setting and listen to some questions being asked and see how they respond. And there's some important issues that are being brought up. And in addition to the things that PCTV does during election season, like our debates and our election coverage and our candidate statements and things like that, the interviews here on WTBR are really one very, very important piece for people that are paying attention to the election. And granted, in a municipal election, sometimes in an off year, if you get 10% of the voters to come out, sad, but true. Those are the people that are making those decisions. But this is just one more chance for people to not have that excuse to say, well, I don't know who any of the candidates are. I don't know what they stand for. I haven't heard anything from them. I don't know. I don't even know what they look like. I've heard all of those things.
I never understand it. You know, something happens where there's 10 community meetings and this happens and it's in the newspaper and it's they come on here and talk yeah. about it. And somebody says, well, I didn't know anything about it. It's like, you got to publicize it more. What do you need? The mayor to come to your house and knock on your door and then you're not even going to pay attention to it anyways. Because
right. Yeah. What was it the older generation would say? What, do you live in a cave?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've never heard of Pink Pony Club, so.
I have not. I must live in that cave.
Yeah, you're in a cave somewhere.
Happily not in the Pink Pony Club realm. Oh, God. Here we are. We're speaking with Bob Heck this morning, if you're just joining us. This is Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. I'm Sean Sayre, and we're talking about the WTBR FM Radiothon. So that's our one-day fundraiser that we will be doing only 6 days from now, next Thursday, right here on the air on WTBR-FM, on WSBR in Lee, and on our PCTV Select and on our Facebook page as well. Let's talk about WSBR for a moment, Bob, because that's something that people may, you know, we try to publicize it, but who knows? You know, sometimes you have to repeat things and then repeat things again to let people know what we've got going on. We launched a new radio station that carries the WTBR signal back in January. So this is our first full year in operation broadcasting in Lee. The station reaches Lee, Lenox, and Stockbridge really well, and then some of the outlying areas as well as that. It really extends the reach of this radio station, and of course it serves those communities as well. And we're hoping that we hear from some folks from Lee, Lenox, and Stockbridge on Thursday.
Yeah, that would be great. You know, to see how that new station's translating. Because, mm-hmm. you know, that, another thing is, you know, there's no ratings here. Mm-hmm. We're an unrated market. We don't know who's listening or when they're listening or how they're listening. But that day we know.
Right.
We get a really good idea of who's listening. Right. And...
and that for nothing else but to know, you know, maybe I'd love people to just call that day. Even if you're not donating, call us. Tell us you're listening from Lee, from Lenox, from Stockbridge, you know, that you've found 88.1 and that's your new favorite radio station, that you love the rock and roll programming, that you love the variety of talk and music that's on at any different time. The jazz, the polka, mm-hmm. The Spanish language program,
well,
things like that.
That's a great point you bring up because the Spanish, I mean, that's a massively underserved community here mm-hmm. in the Berkshires, mm-hmm. the Hispanic community.
Yep.
And it's nice to be a station where we do have a Spanish language program. And, you know, that's how a lot of information gets into that community
yeah.
is through that. And, you know, if you have a voice that can help serve that community even more, we'd love to have you.
Yeah, I guess that's the real thing, right? Is that we are a station of and for the community, and the folks that step up and produce the programs are the ones that help and represent and reach those communities that maybe we aren't reaching right now. And so we would love to do that. There's lots of opportunity for that. There's more airtime on the station to be able to do that. You know, it's amazing how many programs we already have. Just grab our annual report here to sort of look at what we talked about in the last year. We had 37 unique shows that aired, right? 37, and they're usually series programs.
Mm-hmm.
So 37 different ones, including this program, Morning Drive. This one is 5 days a week. We only count it as one. So it's 37 unique shows. There were 22 produced here in our studios. 15 were produced remotely. So that's another thing about technology that you can do these days. That radio doesn't mean that you have to walk in a door and sit in front of a microphone like we're doing today. You can do radio in a lot of different ways. There were 48 hours of new member-produced programs per week. 48 hours per week of new programs.
Wow.
1,110 hours of live programming on WTBR overall. And just, you know, we could talk about the number of podcasts that are available on the website. Podcasts that come from shows that are produced here on WTBR. So if radio isn't your thing, if you're listening to something else in your car, but you like podcasts and you want to subscribe to the shows that are on, you can certainly do it that way. There are a total of 5,195 total available podcasts, according to our annual report. So we've had 141,128 total listens through our podcasting service since we started it in January of 2020. And gee, what happened 2 months after January of 2020?
I don't remember.
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
who knows what happened in 2020? Nobody knows. As Nate Bargatze would say, nobody knows.
Right.
So just a couple of statistics there. And those are the things that you listen to WTBR FM for. And those are the things we would like you to support WTBR FM for, is to know that the variety of programming, the consistency of the programming, as Bill Sturgeon always says, content and consistency. And that's what we aim to do here as well.
And this is the one day a year we ask for the community to support their community radio station. And, you know, some people might say, well, why don't you just sell ads and things like that? Well, we can't,
right.
You know, we can... thank a contributor mm-hmm. business through underwriting,
right?
Which is significantly different than an ad. Yeah. So,
and we do that.
We do that.
Mm-hmm. And it is important. It's a distinction that a lot of people, again, when you're flipping around the dial, you may not realize that there is a distinction. There's a difference between a station that's authorized to sell advertising, and, you know, those are the same stations that you might hear political advertising on. We can't do that, and we won't do that here on WTBR. So we have a different mission, and mm-hmm. that's just the way. So this is the way it's supported. We have to sort of reiterate that because we can't be a commercial radio station, we can't compete on those levels. We have to keep this going in other ways, and one of them is the Radiothon that's coming up next Thursday.
Absolutely. So, you know, put it on your calendar, or you can just do the Rock Box right now.
That's
and,
right.
you know, catch it on Thursday, and you're already done. You've already made the contribution, and you will be thanked mightily. And, right. yeah.
And many people have already done that, by the way. I'm just showing it up there on the screen for
yes.
people to see again at WTBRFM.com. Many people have already jumped in and started to donate to the Rock Box. That helps us out in the long run because we don't have to do as much worrying about it on the day of. We know that some of it is already there, so we thank those people mightily for those efforts. Bob, we've reached the top of the hour here. We'll take our little top of the hour break, as we always do, and thank our underwriters, and also do a station ID and play some very important PSAs, and we'll be back to talk to you more about the Radiothon and the Rock Box here on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM. You're tuned to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sundrini.com.
PCTV Select is now available on so many platforms. You can get it with any device you have available, all free to download and use. If you're watching at home, use your Roku, Amazon, Fire TV, or Apple TV device, or even your computer, and see programming in full HD quality. Watching on the go? Download PCTV Select from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store for your smartphone. It's that easy and free. PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Let's have a party with all our friends. Let's have a good time. Don't let it end. We got the people.
Hey, friends. If you're looking for some party music, tune in to Polka Express with me, Bill Gustavus, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 and Sunday mornings from 8 to 10. Right here on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, welcome back to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Also on 88.1 WSBR and Lee, PCTV Select app, and Channel 1301 Access Pittsfield. Welcome to all of our listeners and viewers this morning. On Friday, November 14th, great to have you here on the show. Looking like kind of a cold morning, 30 degrees out there right now, and still a little bit of blue sky, a little bit of clouds. We're going to hear the full weather forecast in just a second, and Bob Heck, our community production and advancement coordinator, will be joining us again for the second half of the hour, and we're going to talk all about our Radiothon. If you're just joining us, that is coming up next Thursday, all day, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., right here on the radio station, so love to have you involved, and supporting us for that production as well. All right, here's our weather forecast from the National Weather Service, and see what we have in store for us today.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, partly sunny. A slight chance of rain and snow showers this afternoon. Highs in the lower 40s. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation 20%. Tonight, partly cloudy. Cold with lows in the lower 20s. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly sunny in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a chance of rain in the afternoon. Highs in the mid 40s. West wind around 5 miles per hour. Chance of rain 40%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
And it sounds like kind of a mixed bag we got there. A little bit of snow, a little bit
trash.
Of rain, a little bit
it's
of
trash.
Wind. A little bit of sun.
I hate it.
40 degrees.
Garbage.
You're a summer person, are you?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
This stinks. Yeah. Every year.
You're a hibernator in the winter?
Every year, it annoys me more and more. You know, every year, I'm just one step closer to just moving to Florida and being done with this crap. It's just the worst. I can't do it anymore.
I think the winters have gotten easier, though, in the last 20-something. I mean, you know, global warming and such. I mean, it's much warmer than it used to be. The problem is, like, we don't get the big, huge snowstorms that we used to get.
We don't?
No. Nothing like we used to get in the 70s. Not even close.
Oh, the 70s. Yo, those 70s storms were crazy, man.
We had snow starting in December, and then the snow stayed on the ground for like 3 months, and then it finally melted. And then now we get like, you know, brown grass out there, and we get a lot of ice, and we get a lot of stuff like that, but it's no fun.
What was like 8 years ago? We got like 2 feet of snow before Halloween. That was the year I wanted to throw kittens off of roofs, because it was just, and if John Perrault's listening, I would never throw a kitten off a roof. That's just an expression.
He's been on this show.
I know he has. I know he has. No, I wouldn't ask him about that. No.
But it's no fun no matter what way you look at it. But it is nothing like it used to be. That's my assertion for the morning. It used to be worse.
Okay.
I'm just saying. And I think, you know, we also used to have a lot more people out there plowing the roads. I mean, we used to have many, many more people in the Public Works Department here to take care of it, right? I mean, that's the other problem, that we're not staffing up and funding that. It's really hard, and that's, you know, what takes it longer, I think, to get those roads
no,
cleared.
It's, and you know what? How has meteorology gotten so much worse? Like, they used to be...
It's unpredictable now.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
We're going to get 12 inches, and you get like an inch and a half, and then they say, we're going to get an inch and a half, and you get 2 feet. It's like, shouldn't have technology have like caught up there as well? You know, it's...
Well, they can never predict what happens at the top of the Mall Road. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Because it's always different.
Mm-hmm. But it's just like, all this technology and everything's changed and everything's gotten better and better, except for meteorology, yeah. Toilet paper, and pharmacies.
It's true.
They're still sending, we'll send the doctor a fax. Oh, a fax? What is this, 1993? How about an email?
Nope, but they've got to go with the
send
fax.
Send a text.
Yeah. I think, you know, what do they say in sports? It's a game of inches, right? And I think meteorology is like that. You know, if you miss it by half a degree, you're either going to get rain or you're going to get snow or you're going to get ice. You know, it's a difference of, okay, and where's that line being drawn? Is that right over Pittsfield or is that north or is it south? Where are we going to fit?
Oh, they always couch it with that now. Yeah. There's, but if it moves this way, we're not going to get anything.
That's right.
And if it moves this way, we're all going to die. And, but that's your job to tell me where it's going to move.
But I think the temperatures were, you know, again, decades ago, solidly colder, which meant that when the precipitation came through, you were going to get snow. It was just what was going to happen. That was mainly what you're going to get. And now I think we've moved into that other area where it's sort of like it might be snow, it might be ice, it might be rain.
Give me that winter where it was like 78 degrees on Christmas Eve.
When was that?
This was, I don't know. My kids were little. I remember going to the park on Christmas Eve so my wife could wrap gifts. Oh. And short sleeves, and I think I played golf the day after Christmas.
You golfers trying to play golf in December.
I think I wore shorts that day too, Sean. It was a beautiful day for golf.
Why not just golf on New Year's Day?
Because
I bet people do.
I think my dad did that year. Yeah. My stepfather
definitely did that. He was, one of those people. Yeah. If it was nice, and even if it was brown, if there was no snow, actually, even if there was snow, New Year's Day, definitely golf.
That might be a little too extreme for me. But
so back to the radiothon.
Oh, that silly thing.
Yeah, that's happening. It's a thing, and it's happening next Thursday, and that's the reason we're talking here today. We're just kind of bumming around about the weather a little bit, which is fine too, but that's the big thing, the big fundraising event that helps keep this radio station on the air, at least partially, for the rest of the year. We only ask once a year, this time of the year, one day. We don't make it go on for 5 days or 2 weeks or anything like that. We just ask for one day, and believe me, we have supporters that come out and know that and support us every single year, so We're appealing to you right now to get on WTBRFM.com and go to the Rock Box and make that donation now. It'll take care of it. If maybe you won't be around on Thursday for whatever reason, you won't be able to listen. We definitely appreciate that contribution now to get it ahead of time.
Yeah, just so you don't have to worry about it on Thursday.
Exactly.
You know, you're done already, and we greatly appreciate it. And Thursday, I may go on some rants as well. You never know, because that one just sort of popped into my... The weather just sort of got me nuts there for a minute. And another thing on Thursday I think we're going to do is solve the mystery of where all these tissue boxes are coming from. I don't think we've ever bought, you know, the money for the radiothon would go towards tissues, but someone's bringing in boxes of tissues and they're just piling up, and I don't know what's going on. Nobody knows who's bringing them in. They're just appearing.
The tissues are not being subsidized by your support dollars.
Right. They're being subsidized by, I don't know. I don't know where they're coming from, Sean.
Well, we've got enough to last at least the next year.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We get through another whole pandemic with what we have. I mean...
Yes, we probably will. So let's talk about all the shows that WTBR puts on the air. And we talked about it. There were 37 unique shows aired last year. And I just want to read up on what they were. And while we're doing this for our TV viewers, I'm just going to cut to a shot of the schedule on the WTBR website. That's another thing you can do on the website is you can look at the schedule of shows that are on. So here it is right here. This is what it looks like. And here are the shows that have aired Nothing But Old 45s, Larry Kratka's program, that very popular. A lot of people love to hear his show. He does a great job with it. He syndicates that from Pittsfield throughout the country, really. The Blade, all hard rock and heavy metal.
Yes.
2 hours once a week. 30 Minutes of Inspiration. It's a little bit of music, a little bit of talk from Tariq Pinkston.
Yep.
Great show. A great job with that. School of Rock and Up on Taconic. Those are both shows produced at Taconic High School and by the students and the faculty there, and talking about things that are going on at Taconic High School and doing some music work that they did last year. The MM Show, which is a music program, a variety of music. It's not necessarily, you can't really pigeonhole the music that Michelle plays on that show. Newman's Undercover. That's another
great
interesting
show.
One, right? So that's just a 1 hour show, and it's all cover songs.
Yes.
All songs that were songs that you probably know, but these are covers of the song. Very interesting.
And sometimes it's one of those, like the popular cover, and other times it's like, wow, I never heard this version before.
Right. Yeah. Kind of cool stuff. And then, let's see, we've got And So It Flows. It's a weekly show all about water. That's the topic. So you'd be amazed at what you can talk about when your show is about water. Beatles Forever, a weekly show, all Beatles, and the solo hits and some other artists that play Beatles songs, things like that. Very interesting, right? If you're a Beatles fan. Not Your Cup of Tea, comedy show.
Yes.
Humor. Again, you know, people
come in. A
little
bit of everything.
Yeah. And it might not be your cup of tea.
Which is the point.
But it might be, right?
That's
and unexpected.
Yes.
You might be listening to the radio and say, what is this? And that is what that is. Pildorama. So Pildorama is the Spanish language program that we currently have. And that's very all Spanish, by the way. So when you listen to it, there won't be any English at all. If you watch the show on a simulcast on the PCTV channels or on our PCTV website, there are actually closed captions.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Which will allow you to understand what's going on that show. But if you're listening on the radio, specifically for the Spanish language audience. Polka Express, one of the longest running, if not the longest running, polka shows in the country.
And if I remember correctly,
it's been running here in Pittsfield on different stations before it landed on WTBR.
That was at a commercial radio station.
It was.
And the commercial radio station said, well, we're a commercial radio station. We don't want it anymore.
Yeah. And, you know, in the past, that might have been the program that they got to tell the FCC, well, we did a community service, right? We had this one-hour polka program, and that's how we, you know, took care of our community. And this is just one of 37 programs that we're doing to take care of our community. Very specific. And believe me, it has a following. This program.
Oh, yeah.
Something happens and that program doesn't go on the air, we hear about it.
Oh, boy.
For sure.
I would say the majority of angry phone calls that we get is because something went wrong with that program.
Which doesn't happen very often.
No, it
I will
doesn't.
Say. It's very, very reliable, but that's how we know. Stuff is another program, another comedy humor program, kind of human interest show. Very interesting. Bev and Lynn do a great job with that show.
Absolutely. Love that show. Yeah.
Bird's Eye View, done by the sports reporters from the Berkshire Eagle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we...
weekly program.
You know, we see them a bunch of football games and stuff, so it's cool to hear their perspective of games we were at. Yep. And
again, they're not talking about national sports most
of
the time.
It's mostly local.
It's all local high school sports that they're talking about. So where else are you going to get that?
Right.
Where else are you going to hear that? Mike's Amazing Music, a stalwart program here on WTBR.
Absolutely.
Every Thursday at noon does a great job with that. And it's oldies, but it's sometimes it's not the oldies you might think about. You know, when I think of oldies, I think of 50s and 60s, and everything else after that was my music. With Mike, it's like, you know, he'll pick a time or he'll pick a theme or whatever, and that's what he'll do.
And you know it's 11:57 when Mike comes through the door for his 12 o'clock show.
With the box of CDs. Absolutely. Does a great job. Deep Cuts with Hannah. She is later on in the Thursday afternoon, 4 p.m. Again, a live show. She's here in the studio. Plans out the show every week. Actually, she's planning the show out by, you know, Saturday or Sunday for the next Thursday. So, and she also has a little bit of a following on Facebook to see what the
she's got a following like in a bunch of places.
Yep.
There's like places I'll go to on a Thursday afternoon that will have Hannah's show on, and then you go to those same places and it's on a different station when Hannah's show's not on.
Yep.
So it's cool, you know. It's very cool.
She's introducing you to songs that you might not have heard from artists that you already know, maybe some new songs from artists that you like. So there's a lot of deep cuts in there, things that you might not have known about. Cultural Pittsfield Radio, done by the Department of the Cultural Development Department at the City of Pittsfield. Jen Glockner does a great job on
and
that
show. And that's a super local show where, you know, people sit there and say, there's nothing going on. She gives you 30 minutes of things that are going on.
Yes.
So tune into that and you'll have a good idea. You'll have your entire weekend planned.
And that one comes on right after this show on Friday. So it'll be on in about 10 minutes. We have Backstory, Let's Hear It from Roberta McCulloch-Dews. We had Mundo Latino. They're on a bit of a hiatus right now, but we hope to have them back. The Throwback Radio Show, which is a West Side Legends program.
I'm very excited. Tony Jackson got back to me yesterday that he's going to be on the Radiothon.
That's great.
I always love our conversations with him and what he does in the community. And
Yep. Fantastic. And the fact that, again, he puts the time into doing a weekly radio show. And this is one where we don't see him in the studio directly. He does it remotely. Fantastic.
And that's another like underserved community in Pittsfield as far as media goes. Mm-hmm. I mean, who's doing a hip hop show?
Yeah, we are.
Absolutely.
And then we have Wounded Radio, all heavy metal and hard rock from Tom Harrison. We have Kicking It Worldwide, which is kind of a variety program. That's late at night on a Friday. Beyond, which is a spoken word program. Random Draw from our own Dave Cachet, who is sourcing and pulling music from our vast vinyl library that came from the WTBR archives at Taconic High School. We still brought all of those over.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We have them here, and he goes back, and it's like a minor Love and Gold. He goes into the studio, and he'll he'll pull out those records and play them for you in Random Draw. Classic TBR, again, on a bit of a hiatus right now, but the regular noontime on Saturday program with Joe and Brad. Zennial Yearbook is another fun one on Saturdays.
Yeah.
And that's Kyle and his daughter, and they come in and do mostly 90s and 2000s grunge and alt rock and things like that. It's a real fun. And they have a little bit of interplay, too, between the two of them. It's very,
they're awesome, too.
It's a very generational program.
I'm wearing my Toad the Wet Sprocket hoodie, which I bought because I went to a Toad the Wet Sprocket concert.
Yes.
And vastly underestimated how cold it was going to get. And they were there.
Was this at the Big E?
No, this was at Deerfield.
Okay.
We've seen them two years in a row at Deerfield, and I've run into them.
Oh, that's funny.
At both of those shows.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, great program to listen to if you like that music, and it's always fun to hear the banter back and forth. New Music Radio Alliance program, which is actually a regional music program. It's all local music from the Western Mass, Southern Vermont, and Western Connecticut area. So we participate in that network and playing that program, which is, again, pretty interesting. Living Well Into the Future is a talk program. Berkshire Jazz. And we have three jazz programs here, Berkshire Jazz, Jazz Train, and Jazz Collector Live. So that's another audience, strong popularity of the great American music that is jazz, mm-hmm. right? And those three shows really do play different kinds of jazz and from different eras and in different ways. So if you like jazz, that's your Saturday and Sunday evenings here at BCJ.
I never realized there were so many like subcultures of jazz because you were having a conversation with Al Perlman the other day, and he said, "Would you play this type of jazz?" And he was like, "Ugh, no, I'm not playing that."
Right?
You know,
that's
so
not his
it's
thing.
Yeah, it's
yep.
like.
His collection is the bop era,
yeah.
which is what he considers the classic era of jazz, 50s, 60s, some into the 70s. And that's why we started talking about jazz fusion. And he said, nah, I'm not.
That's the
that.
One. Yeah, that's what you had said.
So, and I like jazz fusion because it's a little bit of rock, a little bit of jazz, you know, some fun stuff from the 70s, 80s. But nope, not his thing. So, and that's another thing. He has a passion for one type of music, and he, you know, plays that out, and we love it. And so it's a really great show to listen to. And it's a lot about collecting the jazz records, too, right? So there's that era of, you know, not only do you like the music, but you like the records.
Mm-hmm.
And you're into, you know, how collectible something is, which is fun. I just want to blast through a few more of these here. Sunday Sounds of Ireland, a one-hour program on Sunday morning. All Irish music. Wonderful job that the guys do.
Oh, absolutely.
The Mix, which is electronic dance music by our friend Rob Dumay, does that every Sunday night, if you're into that, 10 p.m. to midnight. God bless him.
Yeah, God
that
bless him indeed.
That is a live show, by the way. Live show of EDM. So, and you didn't think you'd hear that on WTBR, but here we are. And then, of course, Morning Drive, which is back around to what we are right now. Those, and it took me how long to get through that list of shows?
It's crazy how many shows we have. I mean, we were like, when I first started here however long ago, we were like, oh, we're over 20 shows now. Yay. And now we're up to 37.
Yeah. Yep. And so that's what you're supporting. We'll get back to the Radiothon here and tell people that is happening next Thursday. Right here on this radio station, 89.7 WTBR-FM and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. We'd love to hear from you that day if you're listening. Let us know. tell us that you support the station. That's how we know that we're making an impact and we're doing the right thing. The kinds of things that you're supporting by supporting the Radiothon when we come on next Thursday, what are the kind of things we have to pay for here, Bob, to keep a radio station on the air?
I'd say equipment. Maybe not a board because we've been, this board's about 45 years old.
Still kicking.
Yeah, this board was back in the day where we actually got real snow here in the Berkshires, Sean.
It's probably true.
The microphones and things like that. And I'll tell you, we don't waste money around here. I mean, if a computer kind of starts slowing down, we'll buy a new computer, but that computer that's slowing down is going to find another find another home somewhere in the facility.
Definitely.
You know, we had a sticky button here on that board, and we moved it to a place that we don't use that often to kind of keep that going. Yeah. So
there are things you can do, right?
Yeah.
And then at some point, you can't do anything more, and you need to replace something. And that does happen. We've had a couple of mic processors and things like that that just go, and you know, there's no saving it. So you do have to put money back in to keep things running. Utilities. You need to pay for electricity, and we all know how expensive that is.
Yeah, y'all have opened your electric bill, right? Well, you don't have a big studio in your house where just sucking electricity all day.
Or a transmitter that needs to be on 24/7.
Correct, you know, and you can imagine the electric bill here. It's disgusting.
Right. Music royalties, things
yes.
like that, right?
So you got to pay royalties to play the music, you know, and we pay to play the music, and we can play everything. Yep. I mean, we've talked about Pink Pony Club. We don't play it, but if we wanted to play it, not that anyone would want to play it. I mean, you can hear it virtually every other station in the world except here.
You're less likely
but
to
we
hear
can,
it here.
Yeah, we can play it.
Streaming. And podcasting. Those are two things that, again, we love to provide, and people use them. They're not free. They
nope.
do cost us something to make sure that happens.
You got to skate to where the puck is. We decided we're going to go all in and make sure we're accessible in as many places as possible, so our community members who do terrific programming can be accessible in as many places as possible.
Yep. So all those things are important, and when you are donating to this radio station, whether it's during the Radiothon or during one of our other fundraising events that we might have throughout the year, or if you're a valued underwriter, a company that sees the value of the station and also would like to be recognized for that on our programming, which we do, those are all great ways to support us. Membership with PCTV and WTBR-FM is another way to do it. So there are lots of ways that the people can support the station. And I'll just tie in sports there for a minute as well, because it's not very often that we get a chance to do something very special like a playoff game or a Super Bowl or a finals game or something like that. But because of the rules that the MIAA, the sporting authority basically for the state of Massachusetts, regulates it, there are some games that we can't cover on TV, which, of course, would be what we'd prefer because we're able to see everything and do the whole thing. But believe me, we will cover them on WTBR, and that is a huge service for people.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe Lee football.
Yeah. And again,
coming down the pipe, and we are on the Lee now, so.
Yep. So, folks, if that Lee football team makes it, the station 88.1 is the place to be to potentially hear the call.
Well, let's see where the game's going to be, when the game's going to be. Yeah. I mean, I didn't clear my whole November for...
Well, and that's the unpredictability of
Well,
it too,
yeah,
right?
That's the thing.
Is that we do everything that we can to make it. Sometimes schedules just don't line up, and it can be difficult to
I mean, we're
going
to have the league game streaming tomorrow, and boy, what a mess that was to put together when the game time got changed. So, but that's going to be Saturday at 4:30. We will have it live on PCTV Select and Facebook and all those fun places.
Yeah. So there's lots of stuff to listen to and to talk about and always to program into your preset on your radio station right there in your car if that's the way you're listening. We do appreciate everybody listening and participating. But that will be the thing to do, is to come back on next Thursday. Of course, you can listen anytime you want. But we're going to clear our schedule on Thursday. It'll be just Bob and myself, and all of our wonderful guests and our show hosts will be joining us and asking for your support for this radio station on Thursday. Right now, the Rock Box on WTBRFM.com is open, and you have an opportunity to get in there now and put in your donation. Every donation that we get from now until the radio Radiothon, which is our big fundraising event, that'll all count toward any of the drawings and anything that we do that day.
And it could be a lot of fun, too, because, you know, there'll be hours where I'm steering the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And as we saw today, my ADD ran a little rampant, so I got to rein in the stuff, ladies, so we'll see how that goes.
We don't know where that's going to go, and that's part of the fun.
That's part of the fun.
That's
you
why
know
you
where
need
it's gonna
to
go.
Tune in. So next Thursday, the 20th of November, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., the Radiothon here on WTBR. Bob, thanks again for being here this morning and
sure.
talking all about it. And we save your voice. You're going to need it.
Absolutely.
All right. Take care, everybody. Have a great weekend out there, and we'll see you again next week.